listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. The March Against Monsanto. This Saturday, May 25th, is the start of something big. It's a worldwide protest against Monsanto and GMO crops. Whether you've been following it for years or are just learning about genetically engineered foods now, it's important to know two things. The first is that genetically engineered crops are everywhere. Nearly 90% of corn, 94% of soy crops, and 95% of sugar beets grown in the United States are genetically engineered. Not to mention 90% of canola crops, which means that if you're buying anything that has corn, soy, or canola oil in it, chances are that you're buying GMO-laden foods. Which brings us to number two. Those foods aren't labeled in the United States. Over 60 other countries label foods containing genetically engineered ingredients. Now, if you buy organic exclusively, you'll avoid most of that, but there's still the issue of cross-contamination, and of course then Monsanto can then sue those farmers for growing GMO crops that they didn't actually mean to plant. Personally, I find that infuriating. So, on Saturday, you can join millions of others around the world and voice your opinion about these facts and how you feel about them. Find more information about GMOs and the upcoming events on this week's Garden Nerd blog post. The link is on our website, and you can find a place to go join millions of others in voicing your opinion about GMOs and labeling. While you're there, check out our recent blog post about food waste and our latest newsletter. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at gardenerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.